is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what brought support to the cattle markets?
Leslie, I wish I had a great answer for you. I think it's more technical than anything else. I think we have managed to push through an area in the charts. We had buy stops getting triggered to push this market higher. We didn't get it because of box beef. It was down 93 cents at mid-morning on choice, down $1.40 on selects. Had a movement of 89 lots on estimate killed, 116,000 head. We've yet to hear of anything concrete taking place in our feed yards. So I think more than anything, good technical buying has pushed us higher, pushing a lot of the live cattle and feeder cattle contracts to their highest levels since early January. On the close today, June cattle, $1.02 higher. August cattle, $1.32 higher. August feeders up $3.52. October up $2.62. And July lean hogs, $1.30 higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension Wheat Specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so you know you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Tom, what happened in the grain markets?
Leslie, overall, it's pretty quiet. We saw two-sided trading, and we saw a two-sided close. The only good news was, after three straight sessions of seeing double-digit losses in Kansas City wheat, today we only closed down a couple pennies. Now, speaking of wheat, Egypt bought 240,000 metric tons of wheat today. 180,000 of it came from Russia, 60,000 from Romania. Once again, none from the U.S. Now, we will have our weekly export sales come out tomorrow morning, a day late because of Monday's holiday. When you get past that, it was overall a quiet trading session. July KC wheat down a penny and three quarters. September KC wheat down three quarters of a penny. July Chicago wheat was a penny higher. July corn closed 4 cents higher. December corn 3 1/4 higher. July soybeans down a penny. November beans down 4 1/2. And July cotton had a good day, 128 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-02-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.